We're in the middle of Simin Ayin Vav, Lihi Zahir Mitzawa Bishas Kriyashma. We did yesterday Aleph through Gimel, and Be'ez Hashem, we will try to finish the Simin right now. Okay, we're up to Sif Dalet. Okay, so the Gemara in Brachas Chafeim and Aleph, the Gemara says, if a person has Tzoa on his hand, let's say, on his basar, part of his body, he got it dirty with Tzoa. Or he sticks his hand through a window, and now his hand is in the bathroom, but he is out of the bathroom. So we're not going to make brachas in the bathroom, and we're not going to make brachas in front of Tzoa. Okay, so how would this work? So let's see. No, I have to tell you how it works. Okay, he's got Tzoa on his skin, whatever, on his body. He got his body dirty, but it's covered with the right. You have to cover it. Now it's covered, but it's on him. A. Or B, similar case, his hand is sticking into the base akise. So it's machal gesh of Huner v'chizr. Huner says mutter. Why? Because the pasuk says, ka ha-neshama talel ka. And Rashi points out, what does it mean, ka ha-neshama? The mouth and the nose are included in the ka ha-neshama, that's praising Hashem, but the rest of the body is not involved in praising Hashem, so to speak. And therefore, as long as your mouth and nose are clean, the fact that he has tzoa on his knee, but it's covered with pants, so you don't say his body is dirty, because it's only his mouth and nose that needs to be clean in this regard. Rechisa says nothing doing. Pasuk says, "Kol atzmahosai tamarna Hashem mikamocha." All of my bones, all of my limbs are involved in praising Hashem, and therefore they all must be clean. So Rabbeinu Chananel, it goes l'chumra like Rav Chisda, as does the Or Zeruah. The Rif, the Rosh, Ben Yonah, and it seems the Rambam also go with Rav Huna. Now, one of the rayas for Rav Huna is the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed, which is going to be the source of Seif Hey. The Rav Papa says that Tzoa Bimkoma Asur. If a person goes to the bathroom and they don't wipe themselves properly, and they're still dirty over there, so that's going to be asur. So the Gemara says, well, how is that different than having tzoa on your knee? What do you mean, how is it different having tzoa on your knee? Rav Chisda holds tzoa on the knee is no good. Elamai, the Gemara is going like Rav Huna, that says tzoa on your knee and your knee is covered is okay. So that's one of the big, big rayas that the halacha is like Rav Huna. Why is it tzoa different over here when it's in the place where it came out of and he didn't wipe himself properly? Why is that better than tzoa on the knee and the knee is covered? So you see, we're holding like Rav Huna. That's one of the big sources to hold like Rav Huna. And the Gemara answers, hold on, that it's worse when he doesn't wipe properly, because since it's in the place that it comes from, it's the lashon of nafish zuama. It's more dirty. Okay, anyway, that's one of the rayas that we hold like Rav Huna. Now, the Torah brings down, so far we have two opinions, Rav Huna or Rav Chisda.
Say it again, Rav Huna's mouth and nose?
Yeah, Rav Huna's mouth and nose. The rest of the body doesn't matter as long as it's covered. And Rav Chisda holds that, no, the whole body has to be clean. But it sounds like even Rav Huna, the Gemara is going to say, is going to agree that if the tzoa is in the place where it came out of, he didn't wipe properly, then that's going to be a problem. But now the Torah brings down a Yesh Mefarshim that sort of limits the application of Rav Huna. And he wants to say that Rav Huna, there are those that say that Rav Huna is not talking about tzoa on your knee. Tzoa on your knee is going to be a problem. It's talking about tzoa on a part of the body that's normally covered by itself without the clothes. I don't know, like an armpit. So even if he's not wearing clothes, it's covered, but he's wearing clothes also. Okay, so there are those that limit the application of Rav Huna. Okay, now let's see Shulchan Aruch inside. Haisa tzoa al besaro, he has tzoa on his skin. Umechusa bibgadov, and it's covered with his clothing. Or similar case, or he put his hand into the bathroom through a window. There's no bad smell. It doesn't smell a bad smell. Anytime there's a bad smell already, there's trouble. That's either going to be daraisa darabanan, but either way, it's trouble. But here, he doesn't have a problem with reach ra. We just have a question of either the base akise, which we're going to learn about, or the tzoa itself. Tzoa itself is on the part of the body, but it's covered. It's on his knee, he's wearing pants, it's covered. So we have three opinions. Yesh matirin likros. Rav Huna holds that it's mutter likros. Yesh matirin. Here the barrel go Rif, Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rav Huna. Perfect. The Yesh Osim, and some say it's Osir, Rabbeinu Chananel, or Zeruah, like Rav Chisda. V'yesh omrim shelo hitir hamati b'tzoa b'sara ele b'makom shi nichse me'ela b'lo malbush kagon atzile yadav. Those that say that even Rav Huna, who's matir, is only matir when the tzoa is on his skin in a place where it's naturally covered without clothing. Kagon atzile yadav. I don't know what atzile yadav is. Between the fingers, under the armpit, that makes most sense. I don't know. I meant to look it up. I'm sorry. I didn't. It means naturally covered. I assume under the arm. I don't know. It doesn't sound like yadav. Yadav sounds like your hands. Maybe in between the fingers. I don't know. Okay, now, and the Mechaber concludes, V'nochon lasos k'divrei ha-machmir. So I didn't know what that meant, and no one explains. What does it mean, machmir? There's three opinions. There's the most mako, there's the most machmir, and then there's the middle opinion. We just got off, you know, bringing down a chumra within Rav Huna. It says nochon lasos k'divrei ha-machmir. It's not clear. You could understand it's going on the most chumra opinion. You could understand it's going on just the chumra opinion within Rav Huna. It's not 100% clear. The contemporary svarim all bring down that it's the most machmir opinion, which makes sense. The person makes a bracha, he shouldn't have soa anywhere on his body. He should do his best. That makes sense. But ikra din, it's going to be mutter if it doesn't smell. The guy's old. He's sick. He can't clean himself properly. So, but I understood from the Aruch HaShulchan that he was not being machmir like Rav Chisda, but just the middle opinion. And I believe the Pri Chodesh says that, well, okay, that's Lamaisa. Person should be clean of anything dirty when he's davening. Okay, Mishabur Sifkata and Yud Beis brings down the Machlekes that we discussed, the two psukim. Is it called Neshama Talka or Kolatz Nasai Tomerna? Okay, now the last line of Yud Beis says, this is when it's on his skin and it's covered. But if it's on his bag, it's on his shirt, and then his shirt's covered by his sweater, so it's covered on both sides and not touching his body. So that for sure, if it doesn't smell, everyone's going to agree that that's going to be okay.
Only if it's covered.
Only if it's covered. Right. If it's not covered, then it's in this Daraisa. I understand making them really possible like Rav Huna. Now, maybe it's the chumra part of Rav Huna, but here you see b'shas tzchag yesh this machad divrei hamatirin. Even like the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh all seem to hold like Rav Huna, so that should be the ikra din. That should be the psak. Okay. Now the Ramah adds Hagah, no, v'shichva zera al besaro dino kitzoa. Semen on one's body has the same din as tzoa in terms of making brachas. Mishmesav kadin tesva ratzulomer al kain. Therefore, yesh lahachmiba kishi al besaro avshi mechusa. If it's on a person's body, even if it's covered, one should be machmir like with soa, not to make bracha until he washes it off. But if it's on his clothes, and the clothes are covered by other clothes, it's going to be mutter l'kuliyama v'chana b'tzoa, just like we said by tzoa. V'yesh amrim v'eina k'tzoa. There's another shita that holds that it's not like tzoa. Miu b'sefer chasidim muchach tefila b'gadim v'mechusa. Even if it's on his clothing and it's covered, where maker is mutter for sure. Yesh l'rochza ol pashta. Shall he dovuk bo hatumah? He should not have this tumah attached to him while he's davening, making brachos, whatever he's doing, learning. Umikol shegen kishen nichsha chas v'shalom. He did carry if he was motzi shichva zer levatola chas v'shalom. So for sure, that should not be on his body when he's davening, even if it's in a way that theoretically is mutter. Why shlo yelo the maskeres iser? Because when he's davening in front of Hashem, he does not want to have the maskeres iser. Does not want to remind Hashem of the aveira, and therefore should make sure to clean it off. That's sifted out. Okay. Yeah, they discussed that, right? This is
what's different?
They discuss wet and dry.
Soa too?
Yeah, we got 15 pages of soa coming. We're going to learn everything you ever want to know about soa and more. Okay, I don't see that over here. We're probably going to get to that also. I don't know. Okay, Sif Hey. So Sif Hey, we also mentioned the source of Gemara in Yuma. Tzoa bepi tabat. Tzoa comes out from a certain part of a person's body, and in that part of the body, he has to make sure to clean himself off very, very well. So tzoa in that place, I think the mechusa, even if it's going to be covered and it's naturally covered, also likros is the call. So then everyone agrees, even the maker of opinion of Huna in the previous sif, here is going to be usher. I feel ain't a nearest kshu omeid, even though he's standing up, it wouldn't be seen because it gets covered up. And if nearest kshu yoshe, but if it's going to be seen when he's sitting, that means he didn't clean himself up properly. He's not allowed to daven, not allowed to make brachas, not allowed to do anything, and therefore he has to make sure to clean himself well.
Even if he's sitting, they don't.
What? Either right. So I don't know how you figure this out, but even if he'd be sitting, and if it would not be seen when he's sitting, that's okay. Why? This is a Gemara. Mishmar brings down the Gemara. You test. Because we're not malachim, we're human beings. We do our best. Can't do better than your best. Now this is very chomer. Mishmar Yosef Katan Yudzai and also Likos Ubidiyevim Kara Kriyashma. And he was dirty over there. Chozer Kari. Let's read it again. Ach le'inyan tefila tzarich inim yachzor v'yispalel. Should he daven again tzarich in? Ken kasa v'chay adam. Aval har be'achronim kasa she'tzarich v'achzor v'yispalel. He has to daven again if he did not wipe himself properly. They discuss this a lot with children who are, you know, totally trained in. They daven, how mock would you have to be with kids? And basically they say, kid's a kid and that's that. Right. What's hemorrhoids? Oh, I don't know what that is. But the Mishmur discusses the Sifkat and Tazayin, I think. Mishmur Sifkat and Tazayin discusses someone as a Tchorim. Choli at Tchorim. Okay, and stuff keeps coming out of there. Whatever. Ayin Sham. You can see yourself. That's all of Sifkat and Tazayin. Okay, that's Dalit and Hey. Sivav, how the fun of Ma'at Tzawa? In front of him is a drop of Tzawa. Mishmur Yosef Katan Chav points out, I feel a kol shehu. Ki ein shir the Issa Tzawa. The Issa Tzawa is even a mashehu. Now we're going to get to, you know, is it dry and it's this, it's that. Not right now. Now, I don't know why this is over here, because whatever, but Mishmur says, Kasa b'chidush b'kiv eger. B'shem anazir shimshon, the ain tzarich la'archik mimash adam meki avshu ma'us. If a vomit, which is very, very disgusting, but that does not have a din tzoa, a person can daven in front of vomit. But the issue points out in footnote 26, that's assuming there's no bad smell. But it is a bad smell, it has a din of tzoa min ha-Torah. Anything that rots and decomposes and smells, even if it's your tomatoes that you put on the garbage, has a din tzoa min ha-Torah. And if you're gonna die, it smells. If it smells, and you're gonna dive and learn, it's gonna be an issur d'oraisa. Okay, so he has a tiny bit of tzoa, so he has an idea. He's just gonna spit on it and cover it that way. Yachol levat lebarok shiarok babik rekenayi. That's just gonna spit on it. He could do that. Vushi arok avet. If it's a good stark, thick, phlegmy spit, then he could use it to cover the tzoa. However, then a bit elefisha. But the bittel, the fact that he covered the tzoa with rok, only works. It's a temporary fixing. But an hour later, it's really not gonna work because it gets swallowed up, and then you have to start again. Aval lo yikr miyad, but rok nimoch v'nivlaba. The rok gets swallowed up by lo b'tela. So then it's not gonna. The rok is not function to be mevata the tzoa. Now they do point out over here that this is because it's a dirty, phlegmy rok. But and the same would be with dirty. Meaning we have a din. The Torah says cover the tzoa. Okay. What this is? The issue. I think it was the issue. Someone brought down very common. You have a basin of water. You're soaking the baby. You know, the little kid's clothes, it's full of tzoa. It's covered in water. There's no smell. Put in bleach, put in everything you're supposed to put in. There's no smell, but it's sitting right there in the kitchen. In this basin that hopefully is not used for your dishes. Okay? So water is not good enough, is not considered a kisui, even though we learn water is a kisui for erva as long as you're not looking. It's a kisui for erva, ayin dal beis. But it's not a kisui for tzoa, unless it's dirty, meaning it's very soapy and very murky and you can't see through it, then that is a kisui. But if the water is clear, which I guess it wouldn't be if you're soaking, you put in soap and you put in detergent, you put in your bleach, blah, 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 blah. But the water does not count as a cover.
What if you don't see the cells just got in black water? The cells not been in very thin liquidy. Then when you put it in the water, it got black water.
I don't know. No, I hear. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. They discuss by Mei Raglayim how much water you have to put into Mevatel the Mei Raglayim. But that's not by Tzoa. I don't know. Later there. That's a good question. Right there. Zion. Suffek in Tzoa Babayis. If there's a suffek, if the Tzoa. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah pointed that out himself at the end of Sifka and Chaf Aleph when you're soaking the baby's clothes. Okay. Siv Zion. Suffek in Tzoa Babayis. If he doesn't know if Tzoa is Babayis, Mutu the Kros, he's allowed to read. Krishma, Davin, Bench, the Cheskas Bayis, Sheim Batzoa. There's a Chazaka, the house is clean from Tzoa. Suffek in Tzoa Ba'ashba, but if you're in the garbage, also, Mishin the Cheskas, Ashba, Sheish Batzoa. In general, the garbage, especially in those days where they didn't have proper bathrooms, but even nowadays, the Ashba has in it Tzoa. Suffering miraglaim, even in the garbage, is going to be mutter. Mishum zulo osra tzora likos kineged miraglaim ele kineged amud shal kiluach. Yachash enafa lo mitzah ele midur banan uvesveikon lo gazru. Okay, so tzora is osra min haTorah. But ketanim, urine, miraglaim, while it's coming out of a person in a flow, it's a daraisa. If your kid is doing that, I don't know, on the merpeset, which you shouldn't be doing, and you dab it in front of that would be an issa daraisa. But once it hits the floor and there's a puddle on the floor, that's only also midrabanan. That's only also midrabanan. Now that could also be assuming that it doesn't smell. I'm not sure. I have to get back to you on that one. I think I saw that today, but I don't remember where. Yeah, if there's a smell, I think it's still a problem. Right. Right. Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Depends how much the kid drank. Okay, very interesting. Mishnah Berurah and Chaf Hei. This is quickly. So since the urine, once it lands, is only Durabanan, so Suffolk, if it's there, it's not there, that's going to be mutter, like a Suffolk Durabanan Lekula. Here's a second low Gazru. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chaf Hei, it's Lomdish. Im hu yodea shayaka mei raglayim, he knows that there was urine on the floor. And the rule is, halachic rule anyway. Not the hygienic rule, but the halachic rule is if you pour in a revius of water on the urine, it's no longer halachic urine. When the stopik is a suffik, if he poured on the revius mayim or not, because of the chayadam, the kev, this chazik isura, azin, and lechum, rafil, and milsa, durabanan. Here's an isra durabanan. We usually say suffik durabanan lekula, but I know there was an isra. I have a suffik if I corrected the isra. I don't know, maybe I didn't, but it was a chazik isura, so there we don't say suffik durabanan lekula, and we go lechumra. Mikomakam, b'shas abchak, if he doesn't have any water, yuchalis machala poskin, defil, beza, azin, lekula, and milsa, durabanan. It can be make on that, midurabanan. By sending us Durabanam. But if it's suffix by Tzoa, it's going to be Asa, because Tzoa is Daraisa. Now, in Bir Alacha, Dimascha Aval, he says, who are Dimascha Aval? Second line. In Matzah Bavai, he finds a puddle on the floor. He doesn't know, is it water or is it urine? Yeish lahaka, fit makan shemasri sham ktanim. Even though you have little kids, you can assume it's water. You don't have puddles of urine on the floor more than puddles of water on the floor, hopefully. And therefore, it could be a cup spilled. It could be anything. And therefore, you go to the cool. Okay, Sifchas. Sifchas is very important. Okay, the Gemara says like this. Brachas Chaf Beis. Rebchaska, you with us? Brachas Chaf Beis. Person's davening, and he finds Tzoa. And around the places within his Dalet Amos, he finds Tzoa, that's a no-no. So first the Gemara says, Omar Rabba, even though he was Chote, because he davened in front of the Tzoa, Tfilah, so Tfilah. Maskevla Rabba, what do you mean? The Pasuk says, Zevach Rishayim Toeva. He did something wrong, it's an abomination, that's not called a Tfilah. He says, Ela Marabba, since he sinned, even though he davened, his davening is abomination. So Tosis clarifies.
It's abomination.
You know what it means, abomination? Toiva. So Tosis clarifies. We're talking about a place where he should have expected that there might be tzala. Last time he's davening in shul, next thing he knows, he finds underneath the stuck to the bottom of the table. So like, what? That's crazy. Why would that be? So that would be okay. Is somebody, he should have understood that there might be a problem here. So there's a dirty diaper. He's in the baby's room, and he didn't check to see if the diapers were cleared off of the changing table. Okay, let's say something like that. Now, just a very, very, very important, relevant halacha. I mean, we're not really there yet, but the Yiddish discusses over here, footnote 33. In terms of a kid with diapers. So basically, it's complicated. We're not ready for it. But bottom line is that you don't have to, every time you make a bracha or a bench or whatever, you don't have to check and make sure the diapers are clean. If there's a smell or you have good reason to assume that the kid's dirty, then go change the kid. But if you don't have good reason to assume, in the past I've heard that maybe it's a sex seka, there's no smell, and so it could be it's not there, and even if it's there, it could be it's covered, and covered is okay. Are we going to get into is covered okay, not okay, how okay? Okay, so now we're talking about he davens. He should have checked, suspected that there might be a problem here. He did not check. So his davening is a toev, he's not yotzi, he has to daven again. Okay, now, the Gemara talks about this in the context of tefillah. This is brought down here in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, the Torah brings it down, so the Beis Sofer points out, the Torah extends this to Kriyat Shema. Now there's a Tosis and a Rosh in Ervin that have a suffix, do we extend this din also to Birkas HaMazon? Because on the one hand, Birkas HaMazon is very chomer, it's d'oraisa. So on the other hand, we have kulas by Birkas HaMazon that we don't have by Kriyat Shema Tefillah in terms of a guy who had a little too much to drink. He had too much to drink, no Kriyat Shema, no Tefillah, benching he could do. So on some level, benching is more lenient. So that's a suffix Tosis on the Rosh have. Do we apply the same din over here to benching? Because let's see the mechaber. Kara b'makom sheroi l'estapik b'tzawa. He said Kriyat Shema in a place in the baby's room. He should have suspected that there might be tzawa in that room. Afterwards, he finds it. Tzarech lachzor b'dikdos. He has to say Shema again. But if there is no reason to expect or suspect that there might be tzawa there, ain't tzarech lachzor b'dikdos. Then he doesn't have to read it again. And this gzera is only by tzala, it's not by meraglayim, who's anyway the din is only derabanan. Okay, now he finds it toch his dalet amos, right? He finds it toch his dalet amos. The mishnah says chafetz. Tzarech lachzor the zarech rishon toeva the havaday lived al kamakom. He should have checked and made sure it was clean. And he reads it again. He has to read Kriyat Shema with the brachos, and he also has to daven again. Then he says, "This is stark." At the end of Lamed Aleph. By the time he finds that the dirty diaper is like, oh, you know, did you make sure to get rid of that dirty diaper? Dirty diaper, what dirty diaper? Boom. And already it's Mincha's finished. Now it's ready nighttime. He does not daven Tashlumen. Why? Because he's Yotze? No, he's not Yotze. Because he's a Poshea. He's negligent. Tashlumen is for Oynes, for Shoiging, not for a Poshea. Then he's going to be Yotze. Okay. No, he's Yotze. Okay. So the fact is, not Yotze, Kriyat Shema. So again, to daven any Dvarim Shebe Kedusha within Dalet Amos of open Tzoa is awesome in the Torah. So the question was over here. He didn't know about it, and he found out later. He has to daven again. Is that daven? He has to say Kriyat Shema again. Is that din d'oraisa or din d'rabban? So the Bir Halacha Dimas Kara, the third line says, "Efshe d'minat Torah b'chol gavne yotza b'di'evet." Yeah, that's it. He didn't check. After he realized, oh, maybe I should have checked. He left. Does he have to go back and check? Like, how far do you go with this? So he thinks the Efshem and Atzer b'chol gam niyatsu b'diavad, and then in the Bir Alocha, Dimach L'tzarech L'Achzer, Ayin b'prim gadim simen ayin tes, she mistab gihu midoraisa d'rabanan. Ulusof d'beir mitzash yirak midorabanan. The midoraisa b'diavad yatsu b'zeh. The afa pichin l'kul yam hu b'makom ha-metunaf, af she'ir shelo l'otzes misham, let's say he's in jail, and there's no bathroom there. Shem yirakim, lo alim. And so he's got no choice. He is in a cell, that is his bathroom. He can't go to the bathroom. That's it. That's where he goes to the bathroom. But they give him some food to eat, otherwise he's gonna die. They give him some food to eat. So he's not gonna make a bracha. He can eat without a bracha. To make a bracha will be in Issa, to make a bracha will be in Issa Daraisa. What?
I think he should
No, he can't be mehar the bracha. No. But Malcolm Sala, you can't hear her either. It's going to be an Issa Daraisa to make a bracha to daven in a place where there is soa,
and
whatever that he has in his little jail cell. Okay, I don't know. Okay, we're going to get there. Right, go. Very good, very good, excellent. We're going to get there. Okay. Listen, a sick person's in the bathroom, needs to eat or he's going to faint. So he should eat in the bathroom, but he can't make a bracha because his mom shouldn't go in the bathroom, and that's going to be awesome. Okay, so in terms of kuf pei hey hey the suffix, so there's a whole discussion. There's it's brought down over here also. The prima gadam over here and the chai adam want to say that even if he knew about it, we don't really have time to go through this right now. Over there is a big balagam, and the Mishabura says like this. If he knows about it, he knows it's always here, he's in front of the Torah, and he makes a bracha, he's awesome in a Torah, he's not going to be able to say the bracha. The Chai Adam says he is able to say the bracha. Mishabura, the Bir Alocha screams and yells, and right. And here, when he sends you to Kupay Hey Hey, even over there, where there's a suffix from the Tosis and the Rush, he brings down big Rishonim and Achronim, big Achronim and the Ramban also, that say even over there, he's not going to be Yotze. Hold on. The Ramban, the Talmud, the Bach, the Rabbah all say, even by Birkas HaMazon, you know, there's a suffix in the Tosis and the Rush, and then just the Shulchan Aruch leaves it as a suffix, they say he should make the bracha again. From the Bir Alocha, it's not so clear because he's busy yelling at the Chai Adam. How could you say that you don't say a bracha that you said in a situation which was an Issa Daraisa? I mean, you knew lechatchila that it was there. And this is what we're all talking about when it's not there, but the Shulchan Aruch over here spells it out. In a place where he thought there might be Tzaya is one thing. If he didn't know, it's another thing. Over there in Kuf Pehe, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is just he davened and there was Tzaya there. So there are those that, so the Prima Gadam and Chai Adam want to say, even if he knew about it, Lechatchila, it's still a suffix. And it could be mitzad the suffix, the Chai Adam says, you yotze. He's not honest.
He could go away.
No, he just did it. Amazing. So Chai Adam says he's yotze. And the Mishabura screams that there's no way he's yotze. That's also in a Torah.
Honest says that he's yotze. It's better even not to do it.
Honest, so he's stuck.
God's skin in that case.
Yeah, for sure.
If he's benching, the baby comes over. He's in the middle benching, the baby.
So if he doesn't know that baby, he doesn't have to assume the baby's dirty. If you don't smell a bad smell from the baby, there's no problem.
The baby smell comes over.
So you have to either lock the baby in a room or lock yourself in a room, and you shouldn't lock a baby in a room, so you should lock yourself in a room.
Just walk away and finish.
Yeah.
Before you bench, you have to.
You have a problem, and then we have the whole sugya from Simon Samachay. Like what? Let's say you're going to change the baby's diaper in the middle of benching, and the kid fights with you, and it takes longer to change the baby than it does to say the whole benching from beginning to end. So the our post will say it could be according to the Ramah, you have to beat the whole benching. That's all. I think we might say not like that. That depends. If the three brachas are one unit, not when you mug the Ramah says they are one unit, the Bir Alocha dug up some Rishonim that say it's not one unit. Each bracha we look at individually, but definitely in the middle of a bracha, it's a big balagan. It's low pashut. So you run away from the kid and finish benching somewhere else, or get someone else to take the kid away. Just take the kid away, you know.
Throw a table.
Check his with him before you bench.
A lot of times they knew.
But you don't have to do that.